That's what I'm talking about.
Relax for a couple of months.
So did you decide who's going to open the meeting? Did you decide who's going to open the meeting? And lead us in the pledge?
Do you see 2-1 vote so far?
Okay, is it time?
Yep. Okay, we're going to bring this meeting to order. Before we do anything, I want to ask the public, it's a very, very serious meeting tonight. We're going to hopefully appoint 2 new commissioners to 2 vacant seats to my left. And then you'll have your board for the port's future for the next year. There will be an election on all 5 seats. Next May, you will start campaigning. So we want to get through the meeting politely and courteously, please. And if we're talking up here, please turn your cell phones off and please try to refrain from chattering in the audience, please. Okay. So that will say the pledge of allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we're going to do an election of officers tonight, and that is only for the month of June, this month. In July, we will do another election of officers when all 5 board members are present. So tonight is just for June, and July we'll do it, and that will be an election for the officers for a year. So can I get a motion for the chairman?
I nominate Roy Davis to be chairman.
I'll second it.
Get a vote, Kathy?
Danielle will take the vote.
Davis?
Yes.
Heap?
Yes.
Range?
Yes.
Can I get a motion for vice chair?
I'll make a motion for Richard Heap for vice chair.
I'll second it. Danielle?
Davis?
Yes.
Heap?
Yes.
Range?
Yes.
Can I get a motion for a combination secretary treasurer?
I'll nominate Ken Range.
Second that?
Davis?
Yes.
Heap?
Yes.
Range?
Yes.
Okay, so there are your board officers for the month of June at least. And now can I get a motion for an approval of the agenda as written?
I move to approve the agenda as written.
Okay, I have to interrupt. This is a tape recording and you'll have to speak up, and also the people in the back need to hear you.
I'm sorry. I move approval of the agenda as written.
I'll second it.
Danielle, for vote?
Davis?
Yes.
Heap?
Yes.
Range?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to take the agenda related comments. Bill Wood.
Wow.
You're last in the audience, but you're first in the...
Okay, I just wanted to recommend Leroy and Joe Spear.
Okay.
They have great business skills, and I think it would help the board.
Okay.
And that's about it. It's short and sweet.
Okay. Your points are taken, Bill. Thank you. Barbara Cernella.
Hello, commissioners. I want to talk tonight on who I would like to see for board commissioners. I'd like to see, first of all, Joe Spears. I feel that Joe's had a very successful business here in the port. He's been around the port for about 40 years in business. He's very active in the community. He cares about people that do business with the port, that are a part of it, and he's always willing to help with anybody, and I think all of that should be in consideration. We went through a lot of work on this recall, and we really would love to see the port get back to where it needs to be and with the right people in place. So my vote is for Joe, and also I would like to talk about Sharon Hartung as my other choice. And I really feel that the board needs to look at Sharon. Sharon has been a part of this port her entire life. Her father was a past port commissioner. She is there to help with everything and anything when it comes to the port. She was one who was always available with questions about the port for the community when it came to the recall. I think both of these people have their heart in the right place, and the most important thing is that neither one of them have a personal agenda. And I think that's very, very important, that they really just care about community and care about moving this all forward. So thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Your points are taken. Mm-hmm. Gary Klein?
I guess I am.
Team Stan.
The firing squad. Hello. First, congratulations to Mr. Heap, Mr. Range. Acting as a representative for the Port of Brookings Business and Citizens Association, we thank you for stepping forward and volunteering your time, efforts to bring the port back to what it should and can be. As the president of the Port of Brookings Business and Citizens Association, of which we have 52 active members, the association is supporting and asking you, Mr. Davis, Mr. Heap, Mr. Range, to appoint Joe Spears and Leroy Blodgett to fill the two open seats on the board. A couple of reasons the association is asking the board for these two. Joe Spears, a successful businessman, employer to many families, with 40 years of experience at the port. You know, I must say, Joe is the first person, and I'll go off of this for a second, what I wrote. The first person to help. I mean anybody. I see Joe helping port employees. I see port employees using Joe's forklift. If they're having a problem, that guy is the first guy to run over and help. I don't know if that qualifies you as being a port commissioner, but man, his work ethic and, you know, he actually does have a really common sense attitude. So I'm going to get back to my list here. I know I got 3 minutes. So many times I see port employees using Joe's forklift or large trailer. His hard work ethic, never give up attitude, along with common sense decisions is why the association is asking the board to appoint Joe Spears as the commissioner. The second applicant the association is supporting for the board is Leroy Blodgett. We really need this man on this board, mostly for his experience. And anybody that knows Leroy knows the experience he has on public and local government operations. He fishes at the port. He's one of the guys that started the slam and salmon. You know, until one of our ex-managers decided he wanted to take it over, and it just plummeted down to nothing. The guy cares with his experience. The port would be lucky to have him. I thank you guys, man, and I hope you guys make a good decision. I know you will. We're really, really lucky to have you two. And have you, and Roy, I mean, and I think we're lucky to have Kathy. I mean, it just, from a negative atmosphere to everybody. I mean, I've gone and talked to Kathy, she's friendly. I talk to Roy daily, I've known you guys forever. Danielle's in a million times better mood. So I just say it's moving forward. That's why I think the association supports those two.
Thank you, Gary. Mike Burlett.
Thank you for the opportunity here. I'd like to support Joseph Spears on the commission, and Joe's been around, as everybody said, a long time. I have talked to Joe several times. He's got some good ideas, he knows what's going on here, and he really cares. And he's been very successful. The other one is Russell Berkman. Between the two of them, you have one that understands the harbor, the other one understands the harbor, plus he has a retail business in the harbor here. And both of them are very successful. I think the two, between the combination, you've got quite a bit of power there. And I will support them, and I hope everybody else does. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Dave Hoover?
You guys mind if I stand? My back's killing me.
You can stand, Dave.
Number one, I would like to say Gary made a good point. I'd like to thank all of you guys for your service, especially you two. But I would like to thank all five of you. I work in the port and out of port and all over the South County. And I would like you to really consider Leroy Blodgett. On one hand, he's been all over the county. He's worked in land and development and stuff, and he really has the South County's best interest at heart. Not just the port, but just the whole community. Because this isn't just the port, this is the absolute heart of the South County. Fishermen, construction contractors like me, people that come in for sport fishing, retirement, it's the port. It's not just one aspect, it's absolutely almost everything down here. And I would also like to throw in for Joe Spears. I've known Joe for years. There isn't a guy who absolutely will pull you out of a ditch at 3 o'clock in the morning if it took him or gave you the shirt off of his back. And he's another guy who has more than just his own interests at heart. And that's really what we need here, is that people can think beyond themselves for the whole port and the whole community. And I would just like to say Leroy Blodgett and Joe Spears, I just couldn't pick two better people. Not that I'm dissing on anybody else that's on the list, but those two, I've known them for years. I've been here for 20 years myself. And they're just two top picks in my book. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. John Kehoe.
I don't know what more, can be said about Joe and Leroy. Joe is always there helping the port, helping anybody who needs help. He's there all the time. Successful fisherman. I met Joe when I moved here 4 years ago. And, hand right out and just, he's a great guy. And I think it'd be an asset to have him as commissioner. And Leroy, with his business skills, I don't think anybody can say any more than what's been said, but that's who I would support.
Thanks. Thank you, John. Daniel Frazier? You need to print next time.
Roy, that is my printing. I'm in a rush. It looks like nap. You think that's bad? You should have seen my dad's. First off, I ask you to excuse my appearance. I've been dealing with a daughter and trying to do things around the house with granddaughter. I want to thank the two of you for stepping up and volunteering your time. I know you're both busy with your South Coast Fishermen's Association and such, and I do greatly appreciate it. I have two requests in regards to the commissioners. When you pick one, you've heard Joe's name spent a lot here tonight, and you'll probably hear more of it. I ask that you choose a commercial fisherman. The commercial fishing fleet would appreciate to have someone that uses the port in our corner, if you will, that knows our needs. And Joe has volunteered to, if you will, put his name out there and be that guy that we're going to beat up for that issue. I would also ask, though, in considering the names that you have in front of you, that you pick someone that has a business in the port itself. Russ Berkman, I know, has thrown his name out there, so that way we can have the needs of the port met. We have recreational fishermen, such as yourself, in the needs. We have Roy as a kind of a liaison with the community, but that way we have a well-rounded board that meets the needs of our community. Leroy, I don't know the man personally, but I do understand he has a vast knowledge from past experiences with business or city management, and that would also be a great asset to our board. I don't know the other candidates. I haven't been able to find anything about them, but those three gentlemen would be a fine asset. Any of those three would be to our board. And I ask you to urge you to consider them. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Daniel. Okay, so we move on to old business. There are no old business to discuss tonight. So we'll move on to item six, appointment of one or two of the commissioners. And I'd invite, maybe we'll just use the order in which we have before us. We're going to use the same system as the county used, a scoring system, seven being the highest, and anything below seven is lesser. So I'll just call each candidate off and come up here. You'll have the same opportunity as you had in the county for 3 minutes. And there again, I ask the public to please be courteous and quiet, and let's listen to our candidates, what they have to say. We've already heard them, Richard, I, Ken, and whoever, Travis was at county. So we've already heard them. We're gonna rehear them and let the audience who, many of you weren't at the county or I'd recognize. So listen carefully to what they have to say, and then we will do a scoring accordingly after they come up. So, Jacob Prescher, would you like to come up first? How are you doing, Jake?
I'm doing good. I think that I would like to withdraw.
Okay.
Okay. The reason is you've got so many good people in here to choose from to make this place go. I will be at meetings a lot. Mm-hmm. I'll be throwing my comments out, so on and so forth.
Okay.
Well, I think I should withdraw. I don't, I'm just going to be taking the spot of somebody that should be there. So, if I wanted to pick somebody, I'd pick Russ.
Okay.
Okay.
Point taken.
Okay.
Jacob, thank you.
Okay.
Sharon Hartung.
Yes.
How you doing, Sharon?
Hi. I had no idea we were speaking this evening. So I want to congratulate you on your appointment and everything, and board's looking good. So, geez, where do I start? First of all, I was on the port board at one time, so I do have some experience. I had 8 months. It was quite a learning curve then, and there was a lot going on. We had a new manager, we had a lot of issues going on, and we had lots of things to try to solve. And so I did learn from that, and I did run in the election for the position, and the outcome wasn't for me, but that's all right. It was very close, and I plan on doing it again in the future. But as far as what I have to offer is my experience. I have a retail background. I have a background with working with with Apple Computer. I had 60 people on a line that I would have to manage. So I, and I had their records to do. And so, as far as the people down in the retail area, I understand, being a past business owner, I understand what it takes for them to succeed. And I also have been in the fishing industry also with my father, and now I sport fish. I have a boat in the harbor that I fish, and so I understand the needs of the visitors that come here to use our port to fish and everything. And I think that going out and talking to the people, I have no problem going out and researching, talking to people, finding out what their needs are that we need to bring to the board so that the board can make good round decisions that, is good for the port, but is good for the users of this port too. So I guess that's really, and then what I had to say at the county offices was a little more extensive, but anyway, this is just kind of off the top of my head today. So, but I want to thank you for the consideration of this and all the great people that are here tonight to fill those two seats.
Thank you, Sharon. Leroy Blodgett?
Hi, hey, Leroy. I think I know everybody here. I do, like everybody else, I want to thank all of you for volunteering and all those other people that's put their names up and offered their services, and Roy for sticking in there and hanging on while we get to this point. You've got my application and or my resume, so you know much of my background. I've been here for 18 years, and since I came here, I've been involved with all aspects of government, from port, city, to county, to the state. And I've been involved with throughout the three counties of Coos Curry and Douglas since 1987 in different aspects of government and economic development. Also, took a break from that for a little while and became business manager with the Cow Creek Tribe out of Canyonville. Put a $50 million bond deal together for them, and we built Seven Feathers. And then came back over here to manage the city again. So I've got extensive experience in government operations and in business operations and development. I currently own a real estate company. I manage a 30,000 square foot commercial building here, and I own a 24-hour fitness club. So, still involved with business and still involved with the community, and more than willing to help if you so desire. Thank you.
Thank you, Leroy. Joe Spear?
All right, I was going to read off this, but that's it. First, I'd like to congratulate you two, Ken and Richard. I think together, us four and the other one pick would be an asset to the port. I don't plan on just doing this for the 1 year. If I'm going to get picked, I'm going to run in May. And I think anyone else that does this should do it too. You know, I've been here for 40 years, and I really don't got a lot to say. Everyone else has said everything for me already. But I've given a lot of time and energy to this recall and hope to see this port recover. And I don't have no personal agenda. I just want to see the port get back up on its feet. I guess that's about all I can say, guys, you know. I'm just going to make it short. And I just hope you pick me. How's that sound?
Thank you, Joe.
All right, guys, see you later.
Russell Berkman. Hello again, Russ.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks again, you guys. We've already been thanked many times tonight. But I feel my strongest points I can bring to this board would be to the commercial fishing end of things, and most of all, a business owner here in the port. I spend 7 days a week, 90 plus hours across the parking lot over there. I see what goes on down here day by day. I think it is in the port's best interest to have a business owner on the board to voice the opinions of other business owners and also the public here. I really don't know what else to say. My resume is there, sort of, I guess, but we've got good candidates, and I want to thank you guys for the energy that you've brought to this room tonight. Is a completely different feel than what we had just a few weeks ago. I mean, people are laughing, people are smiling. Things are gonna get done, no matter who you pick. So, thank you.
Thank you, Russ. Wesley Frisoli.
I'll start just by giving out here what I said at the last meeting, so I don't have to go over that again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. As Russ just said, you know what? I'm just happy that things are changing because they suck.
Wesley?
Yes, sir.
We're going to have to talk to this a little bit.
Oh, can I stand? Yeah.
Yeah, you can stand.
You can stand, yeah. You just need to talk to the mic.
I'm not a public speaker, but okay. I agree with Russ wholeheartedly. It's all you got to do is step outside and look. And you got fishing boats, which way overweigh the businesses, but the businesses are equally as important, as Russ says. You've got both. It takes both of those. If one of them succeeds, the other one will succeed, most certainly. No? You don't believe so? Well, I do. I believe both businesses need to succeed to make the port succeed. A little bit about myself. I moved here 16 years ago, permanently about 5 or 6 years ago. I have to mention Mrs. Carrie Schultz because without her, I haven't done the stuff, we haven't completed the stuff that we have completed. In that time, we have moved Brookings Harbor Christian School, which was failing, up to a new place. It has been very successful. Since then, we are the founders of Brookings Harbor FFA, Brookings Harbor FNRL, which is Future Natural Resource Leaders, has to do with logging, et cetera, in the student setting. The Checo chapter of the OHA. And we've brought back Hunter's Education to Brookings Harbor. That's what we do. I'm the idea person. She's the one that does all the grants and so with me, you get her too, because I can't focus. I can't do anything without her doing it. So anyways, I just made a couple notes. So I've started working on a fishing boat when I was 16 years old down in Orange County. I worked for Frank Hill Sport Fishing on Seal Beach Pier and Belmont Pier. From that point, I got my general contractor's license, and almost all of my construction is predominantly in the marine environment, being dock work, boat docks, gangways, seawalls. Other than that, I worked for the port of Long Beach and LA, which is the 10th biggest port in the world. I won't go into a bunch of crap because it really doesn't matter where you came from, it matters where you're going. So, I've got the best interest of the port in heart. I'm not a politician. You're never going to see me run for anything because I don't care. The reason I'm up here is because of her, and she helped me with my resume. I also teach some fire schools and firefighting and such, but she's like, well, they have port problems. You have port experience. I've spent my whole building career in and around the port, both commercial and residential. And then, as I said earlier, boat docks, gangways, seawalls, pressure grouting. Anything down there within 50 feet of the water has to be pressure grouting. And that is, for you that don't know, you pump concrete 500 PSI from 60 feet down to reinforce the area. So I do know a little bit. I'm also familiar with budgeting. And I was a fireman for the port of Long Beach on a fireboat. I had my 100-ton license. What else do I got? I'm a fire prevention officer, which my fire prevention was port-related, so all port fire prevention stuff. That's what I did. So
there you go.
Thank you, Wes.
You're welcome.
Larry Brocker.
Good evening.
Good evening again, Larry.
First of all, congratulations, Richard and Kenneth. You beat me, that's why I'm standing or sitting here talking. So. Anyway, a little bit about my background. Air Force, retired after 20 years, went in right after high school. Went to 7 different colleges during that period of time. Never did get my degree, but I have several certificates. Joined the post office shortly after my retirement from the Air Force, and retired from the post office as a postmaster up in Oregon and Washington. During that period of time, I opened up a charter fishing business in Sacramento, went up to El Waco, worked with the port up in El Waco for several years. Went in there when they were in the red, when I left they were in the black. Went up to Westport, Washington, same thing. I'm not saying I had anything to do with it other than being a good communicator, working for the county, the city, and especially the port. I am not only a charter fisherman retired, I also ran a commercial crab boat up in El Waco. Boat's name was the Big Dipper. I have a 200-ton license. I retired and am a member of many fraternal organizations, to include the Masons, the Shrine, the Elks, the Moose, VFW. I joined them all to enjoy their fraternal organizations as well as help them out as they help the communities out in the several charities that they do. My biggest asset, in my opinion, is to listen. You've got to listen to people and you've got to communicate with them. You have to not judge what you think is best, but what's best for the entire port. When I came down here, I came down here for a reason. After fishing the coast of Washington and Oregon, I found Brookings to be the best port that I could ever see without the vision of what it was going, where it was going. I said, wow, this would be a place to retire. So 2 years ago, we set out to buy a home up here, and it's taken 2 years. So yes, I'm the newest guy in the community, been here for 4 months, love it. Want to see a beautiful port become more beautiful. I want to help. And whomever you pick tonight, and you have a range of good candidates, I hope that they help Roy, Richard, and Kenneth make the good decisions. And in that, I say thank you for your time and good luck in your decision making.
Thank you, Larry. I'd like to thank everybody for coming tonight. It's a pretty important night. There was a fair showing also at the county for the appointments the other day. I thought there were going to be some county commissioners here. There aren't any, but they said they were going to try to come. I think they did a really good job. And we'll soon have you a board here, a full board tonight. We also have with us tonight, too, in case everybody doesn't know him, We have Mr. Christopher Pash here tonight with us. He's one of your local county commissioner candidates. It'll be running in November?
November 6th runoff, yes.
Right.
We only got 46%.
Right.
Hopefully get the rest of it.
So if anybody would like to talk to him, I encourage you to do so. That way you're putting a face with a name and not a social media vote. I am done with social media myself, and I am going to go to the high school next year, hopefully get it okay by our superintendent, and I'm going to go into our senior governments class with some representatives from our state and try to get some of these young people educated on voting. I went to several of the forums for the county seats this year. I'm 57 years old, and I venture to say I was one of the youngest people in the crowd in any of them. And in any one given crowd, there's probably only 25 to 30 people. So I can't stress enough how important it is to go meet these people who are running and just don't read the voters pamphlet. Ask a friend if they know them. Somehow these people are available to you to go see in person. And I certainly encourage getting to know your candidates after this port recall. Very important.
Travi, do you need to take your shoes off?
Mike, thank you for your time on the budget committee as well.
Absolutely.
This is one of the best ones.
We all got to help.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Everybody.
You want me to hand it down so you can all read it before Roy does? What was your opportunity? That's the tally. Do you need you can use your nameplate if you need a...
Hold on, okay.
Spread that rumor, would you?
For your number one pick was Joe Spears. For your number two pick, Wesley Fricioli. So those are your two new commissioners that are appointed by your quorum here tonight. We'll have our financial director, Kim Boone.
Boom.
And she's Boom.
So she's our notary public.
Yeah, she'll be swearing them in tonight. And then those two commissioners, after they get sworn in, will come immediately and take their seats on the board. And to all the other candidates who didn't get chosen tonight, this board is only here for a year, like I said earlier. Start your campaign now. Come to the meetings. Get yourself out there. And then, Kathy, do you want to file that for the court records?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
to explain what's going on and why we need the oath taken now. For the last, since the recall, we've only had one person that could sign checks, and two persons are required. So it's very important that we get the full board on all of our accounts so that we can pay our vendors. So please bear with us. Yeah, Joe decided to go get a shirt on before a picture was going to be taken, I believe.
No, he went to the driver's license.
Oh, he went.
I don't care about the shirt.
I heard Boyd say, are you going to put on a shirt? So did anybody else hear it?
Yeah. Okay. Do you think Joe really would do that?
No.
No.
He dyed his shirt.
He did?
Yeah.
I told him, put a nice shirt, comb his hair. He went, yeah, right.
Thank you, Leroy.
Thank you, Leroy.
I appreciate you applying. It doesn't matter. He will have position two, I believe.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. Don't care as good as I.
Hi. Can I get your license?
Yes.
Oh, I don't have one.
This was a volunteer position.
I know. I'm not a U.S.
citizen. But you have to put a wall
on here. I'm not going to go there.
Did you want to declare a recess? There's no reason to declare a recess, is there?
A live recess?
Well, the tape is playing, right?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Brucker.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The only one that knows how to work that is Danielle.
Was it that much delay?
Professional.
They didn't do this.
No, exactly. But you see, for the next action.
So if you repeat after me, you're separate. Danielle's done.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, you're fine now.
Right now. That's fine.
That's the only thing I know.
I, Wesley Faricelli.
I, Wesley Faricelli.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
The Constitution of the State of Oregon.
Constitution of the State of Oregon.
The laws thereof.
The laws thereof.
And will faithfully and honorably demean myself in the office of the Port of Brookings Harbor.
And will faithfully and honorably demean myself in the office of the
Port of Brookings Harbor. Commissioner, position 2.
Commissioner, position 2.
To which I have been appointed.
To which I have been appointed.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome.
Thank you.
If I could get you. I'll have you sign where she put your name. Just sign under, or okay. Beside it, if you wouldn't mind.
Beside?
Yeah, right.
This is almost like getting married.
I know. I'm going to run.
You guys make a good couple.
I should have kept my mouth shut.
We're okay. Just be comfortable with it. You're okay.
Okay.
It's 2018.
And wouldn't mind signing another copy.
Okay. Same thing?
Spot, yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank
There's
you.
Your copy.
All right, thanks.
And I got a packet for you, so you can start work.
So I can start work, yes.
And when, so you come yes, up ma'am. To the table.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
So here's your packet. It's got the budget in there and all good stuff.
Oh, okay.
And that thick white one is going also.
Don't got the bald spot, do you?
Sign right now?
Please.
How do you got that? Joseph Spirit can, no problem.
Yeah, right. And I'm dependent on you to bring that license to me.
I'll bring it to you.
I want you to know.
You want it tonight?
No. Okay.
Why are you taking pictures?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
I, Joseph Spear.
I, Joseph Spear.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America. God, I'm glad he screwed up first.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
The laws thereof.
The laws thereof.
And will faithfully and honorably demean myself.
And will faithfully and honorably
demean
myself.
In the office of.
In the office of.
Port of Brookings Harbor.
Port of Brookings Harbor.
Commissioner, position 1.
Commissioner, position 1.
To which I have been appointed.
To which I have been appointed.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome.
You want to sign it right there?
Unless you're going to leap across the table.
That was a speaker for a second. Oh, yeah, I got to go.
You got to go.
I'm not skinny anymore.
And I'm the last one.
Go to your corner, Joe.
Come out fighting.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, dude. That was a tease, girl. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
So here's your new board for the next year. And again, thanks to all the other candidates that applied and throwed their name out there to try to be a part of a solution. Appreciate that. I'm sure the rest of the commissioners as well do. We're going to have an approved signature for bank accounts. We want to do that now, Kim?
I have all the information except for Joe's, but he says he's going to get... I just need your driver's license.
You want me to run home and go get it? Or?
No.
So if someone would make a motion, that's what we need, Roy. Just,
okay.
I mean, we'll do the rest of it, but officially, as a commission, I'd
so
like to...
So I make a motion to approve signatures for bank accounts. Can we get a second?
Second.
Danielle?
Spear?
Yes.
Parachovy?
Yes, ma'am.
Davis?
Yes.
Heath?
Yes.
Ranch?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go to a commissioner's report now. Joe Spears.
You need.
All right, Joe. Commissioner, Port Commissioner 101. We're on Commissioner's report.
I don't have that.
No, you don't. There's no report. It's something for you to report.
Okay.
Like your crab season, a little bit of crab season information, or you don't have anything.
Now.
Okay.
I've only been on here for 30 seconds.
We'll school you, Joe.
Good man.
Okay,
I will. I'll be right behind you.
I'm right there. I don't have anything to report either.
Okay, Wilson. I do.
All right.
I'm glad the recall's over. I'm glad the months this last July are over. And I thank all the people who did or did not support the recall. Doesn't matter if you did or if you didn't. I, for one, am glad it's over, man. It was a long ride since last July for myself. I'm glad I'm still here. And I am thoroughly, thoroughly satisfied with this board that has been chosen to my left and right. I want to thank the county commissioners for giving us a quorum tonight so we could appoint the two new ones tonight and get on with business. Our staff needs, our manager was just saying that how since the recall, we've only had one person, myself, that can sign our checks. Our port checks require two signatures. We've had to go to the banks and get money orders to make it happen. There's been a lot of finagling since the recall started. We want, most of all, foremost, thank Kathy Lindley for coming and being the interim manager for this port. Since the firing of Gary Dillinger, Kathy has done an exceptional job for the staff and the community. I hope this board will serve you well, Kathy. Thank the staff for still being here, Travis, Danielle, Kim, Brett, two Sean's, our RV lady.
Jennifer.
Thank everybody that was here during the firing of Gary Dillinger and riding the storm out. It's over tonight. You have a new board. Thank the public for being so kind tonight and courteous. We'd like to keep the meetings at that level if we can. And continue to come to the meetings. Fill the meeting rooms up and keep up with what's going on at the port so something doesn't get out of hand and festers you until the point you're raging mad. You have five commissioners here, I'm sure, who will be available to you at reasonable times. I think it's one of the best opportunities I've seen for the port to go forward since last July, I would say that. So that's all I have to say. I hope I didn't miss anybody. And I look forward to the next year serving with this board that's been elected and appointed. So with that, I'll turn it over to Commissioner Heat.
Well, I do have a comment. Since I started in this process, I've been told by a number of people that we want you to get down there and fix that port because it's broken. I don't think this port is broken. I think this port functioned throughout this whole issue. The staff came to work and did their job. We have a budget. We have
improvements going on, the fish cleaning station, the new docks are going in. It looks to me like this port is not broken. What is broken is the public's trust and confidence in this board, in this commission. And that we have to fix. And I think we start that right now, tonight. And I think we have the people in place to do what needs to be done. And we've got a long, long, long pole to crawl out of here. But we'll get there, and we'll do it together, and we'll do our best for you. So those are my comments.
Thank you, Richard. Ken?
I ditto what Richard just said, but also, if you've got any issues, don't let them fester. I think everybody up here is more than willing to talk to anybody, whether it's pro or con. And the more the dialogue happens, the better things can be taken care of. So, look forward to getting started.
May I make one comment?
Absolutely, Ken.
Richard Heap said that we've got a budget. The budget will be approved by five commissioners somehow or another on Tuesday. It's ready to go. It hasn't been approved yet, which is another reason I needed a full board. It just makes so much difference to have a full board understand and go forward with the budget. And I want to thank the budget committee. So many of you that have been on the committee are here tonight. And we did a lot of work at those meetings. And we came through it prouder and stronger. Thank you.
Travis?
I'm good. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Danielle? Nice to have a full board.
I have two more items maybe I'd like to just touch on. The four new commissioners up here all have families. So thank the families also. Hopefully we go on a smooth ride. I'm sure we will. But there are also families to thank. So I thank those families. And another thing I can't stress enough, how horrible, in my opinion, social media is. I know just about everybody in this room by first name. And on all the social media that went on during this recall, I don't see one person I know that was on that social media in this room tonight. So that would be all I have to say tonight, except for congratulations to the four new commissioners on the board, and I look forward to working with every one of them. So we'll go now to non-agenda related public comments. Does anybody have any of those? I didn't receive any non-agenda related, but if anybody has something to say, we'll certainly hear you. Nobody?
Kudos to the new docks.
Pardon me?
Kudos to the new docks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very, very nice.
Kudos to the South Coast fishermen. Their absolutely. Fish cleaning station looks beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, really cool. Yeah, great job. Well, great comments.
I guess I can give a small update as far as getting the dock finished and the epoxy on it. If any of you guys have driven to Coos Bay, the two bridges that you're detoured around, the company that's doing the epoxy has gotten hung up on those, and otherwise they'd have already been here and got it done in between Mike's unloading and offloading. As soon as they're done, it will be done. We have the weather to do it. I just figured I'd throw it out there. And
do you have an ETA on that?
Through the mud and a lot of that stuff.
Do you have an ETA on that, Dave?
Just as soon as they get done. They actually added, they like doubled what they were supposed to do on one bridge. Mm. So I'm hoping it's going to work about 2 weeks.
Nice.
And then we can just get it done.
You mean Thomas Creek will be done?
What's that?
The Thomas Creek Bridge will be done?
No,
this is
one over
here. Oh, don't
worry. Daniel, you had your hand up for a moment.
I just want to make a comment. The atmosphere tonight is so much more pleasant, and I want to thank one, the new board.
Heck yeah.
And two, the audience that we have, because tonight is such a relief. In the past meetings that I have attended, it is so pleasant in here tonight compared to what we have been. Thank you.
Amen. Yes. All right, Tom Bean.
I couldn't go without saying something.
people are mentioning how upbeat we are tonight. When we had the first budget meeting, the air was so heavy. I mean, you could cut it, you couldn't cut it with a steak knife. The second meeting we had, it was like a whole different ballgame, just like this meeting tonight is compared to the last meeting we had.
Thank you, Tom Booth. Krista?
I want to thank you, Roy.
I took a guess on that because I can't see that far.
During that Memorial Day weekend, right. I had a problem. And you would think I would know the port number. And one of those problems is was about the crab gear and people parking over in that area, which you got it handled, and the next day everything was all taken care of. So thank you guys very much. Mm-hmm. We sit here, we have millions of dollars worth of equipment and our life sitting down there. And watching people park near it is just terrifying, especially if you've ever painted a buoy. I don't want to paint a buoy again. So in any case, thank you, Roy. Thank you, staff, for getting that handled. Very much appreciate. So kudos to you guys.
Okay, you're welcome, Krista. With that being said, meeting is adjourned.